Parallel Lives in Art is the inspiration of the current exhibition at Sarah Walker Gallery in Castletown Bear. Sarah Walker and fellow gallerist Nuala Fenton, who first met at art school in the 1980s, have joined forces to create a joint show with two painters they've championed over the years, Charles Tyrrell and Martin Gale, artists who themselves first met at art college in the 1960s. Since then, the artists have developed parallel careers in quite different fields of painting. Tyrrell in steadfast abstraction, Gale as a figurative painter with a post-pop temperament. The gathering of these four Irish art world figures seems like a good opportunity to encounter a particular, often West Cork-based Irish art world over the last half century. And so that's the subject of this week's Culture File debate, which is broadcasting this coming Saturday. But ahead of that, this time we have a taster of that conversation featuring Charles Tyrrell and Martin Gale, and chaired by Culture Files' Rachel Andrews.
And maybe I could turn to the artists. I mean, we're talking about that idea of the title In Parallel and Parallel Lives and working in very different ways, I suppose, with painting. However, you both were students together at NCAD.
Yeah, well, we met in a first year in the College of Art. I think it was 1968, probably. And we were both in foundation year. And in our second year there, I think just the end of our second year, the kind of student revolution broke out. And the whole system within the college broke down. You know, the curriculum went out the window and we were able to more or less go our own way. We set up our own little studios and we all kind of learned from each other. And Charlie and I became friends quite early on. And we used to slip out of the college in the afternoon and go around the commercial galleries, maybe up to the municipal. And what we were doing actually was getting, kind of familiarising ourselves with the kind of art scene and how the art scene worked, because the college didn't prepare you for any of that. You know, the college was really was rooted in the 19th century, which is part of the reason that the revolution happened, to try and bring it up into the modern age. And so we found out a lot about what being a professional artist would be like on our own. And when we were in working away in our little studios together, we talked, because there wasn't much tuition at this stage. Most of the tuition had finished, except for a few part-time teachers. But we learned a lot from each other. Do you remember, Charlie? We would trash each, you know, have these sort of critiques.
Absolutely,
among ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's actually, funnily enough, it's how although we work so separately, so different, our work is so, you know, miles apart. But because I'd seen, speaking for me, when I'd seen the way Charlie was working and developing, that I kind of trusted everything that he was doing. You know, I knew that he knew what he was doing and I knew where it was coming from, the kind of research and stuff that went into it. And, you know, probably that same, would you say the same, would you, Charlie?
It was nice to hear that, you say yeah. that. Yeah, but the very same, I could see that we were very different artists, and that was really interesting to be at the point of, well, in actual fact, there was a point where Martin was doing abstract work and I was beavering away in the life room. It was short-lived, that, and then we swapped roles and Martin went down the more figurative, realist way, and I swallowed abstraction hook, line and sinker. And it's still stuck in my gullet.
And did you find, you know, Martin's talking there about the, I suppose, the landscape outside of the of NCAD in terms of the galleries and the work that you were going to see, like, were you learning or gaining inspiration?
I think both of us had fairly voracious appetites for seeing what was happening outside. And as Martin said, the college wasn't geared in that direction whatsoever. It was geared towards a fairly fundamental academic grounding in painting. And nothing wrong with that. The problem was the limitations. It only went so far. It took no account of personal creativity. We wanted to delve into and develop our own work, very much learning ourselves, you know, there's no doubt about it. You know? And as Martin pointed out, learning from each other. There was a great camaraderie through the whole disruption of what we were trying to do in changing the system. We were very much thrown on top of each other as well, and in terms of communicating with each other and developing with each other. And there was a wonderful atmosphere in the middle of the chaos. And so that's my art school experience. I don't know what a good art school might be like.
So it was really like, in some ways, it was the formation of the relationships really that were as key as...
Oh, I'd say so, absolutely.
I think that could be said generally for any of art college, any art college experience. I think the interaction with your peer group is vital, absolutely vital, you know, as well as tuition. I think something magical can happen within that sort of dynamic.
And were you both, even though I know you've approached painting in very different ways, were you both, from an early stage, were you both very attracted to, I suppose, the medium of painting?
Yeah. For me, there was no... I mean, I told my parents I was going to college. I was going into graphic design. I was going to get a job in TV or whatever. And I think it was the first 5 minutes in the college I realised that was... I didn't even know what I was talking about, actually. So it was painting.
There was a smell of oil paint that you just wafted up from the painting department. And
it was intoxicating.
Yeah. Do you know the ad for the Bisto ads, the Bisto kids? We were like the Bisto kids following that odour down the corridors.
Yeah.
But you said... there was a moment where you were maybe doing some figurative work, but then, you know, soon, very, very early on, you found your way into sort of abstract.
Yeah. I would say I was probably the first person who graduated from the college without showing anything figurative. And I did that very deliberately. I had a portfolio of stuff that was pretty respectable, but I consciously withheld it and showed a completely... non-figurative body of work. Oddly enough, I've got a painting from that period and it hangs, I live with it. And if I could humbly say, I think it's really good. And I find it really interesting that, you know, that you can make, you can hit out, you know, and with youthful, arrogant exuberance and hit the note. Even if you don't quite understand what that note is. But I'm at a point now where I'm looking at those paintings and I'm thinking of revisiting what I did exactly 50 years ago.
Really?
Wow, that's amazing.
I presume a work is never really complete, is it? You know, there's always...
Well, yeah. It's interesting meeting yourself, you know, going around and around and you know, meeting your young self and realising there was something there, even though you didn't quite understand.
That's really interesting, Charles, that you say that, because that business about revisiting ideas that you had, you know, that you worked on maybe 40, 50 years ago. But I've done that as well. I found myself really looking at something, God, I could do that so much better now. Or I could bring something else to it now. And I've got, you know, 40, 50 years experience to bring to the same kind of idea.
There's
another little coincidence.
That's interesting.
The voices of Charles Tyrrell and Martin Gale there, and you can hear the full Culture File debate in Parallel Edition, which also features Sarah Walker and Nuala Fenton this coming Saturday, 6:30 p.m. in our usual spot. The exhibition In Parallel continues at Sarah Walker Gallery in Castletownbere.